West Kentucky farmer Barry Alexander doesn't have an answer on when he thinks Trump will reach a trade deal with China. But his plan in the meantime lies in massive silver storage bins on his farm. He pulls a lever and yellow soybeans tumble out.
These beans have been in here since we finished up our harvest on Halloween Day.
He's been holding on to thousands of bushels of soybean and corn, holding out for a better price. Crop prices have crashed partly because of Chinese tariffs. Soybeans still sell for $1.50 less than this time last year. Alexander says the losses have put a strain on some farmers he knows.
There are farmers that have decided to retire because they didn't want to work through these things now. You're to that point.
Alexander says he survived in part because his large farm has resources, like storage bins, to help ride out bad crop prices. But many don't. And some economists say the year-long tariffs have hit small farmers harder because they can't always afford storage.
But because they couldn't actually store their commodity, they still had to deal with those lower prices.
That's Kent State University agribusiness professor Sankalp Sharma. He says grain prices have been low for 5 years because farmers are overproducing. Sharma says tariffs are only making this trend worse.
Soybean harvest this year in the United States, it was just crazy. Like, there was a bumper harvest, and prices were just, you know, on the down because of that.
Both Ohio's and Kentucky's 2018 soybean harvest was the highest ever, and small dairy farmers are also dealing with too much supply. Greg Gibson milks 80 cows in northern West Virginia. Like many Ohio Valley farmers, he received a part of $12 billion in federal relief payments to help with the tariffs. Gibson appreciates Trump's efforts to renegotiate trade deals, but he says he's also disappointed in Trump because he says the relief payments aren't nearly enough. He says milk's price has plummeted nearly a dollar, and the payments only reimburse 12 cents of that.
I would have rather him said, I have to do this, you're going to take the hit, sorry. You know, don't promise me you're going to take care of me and then don't.
He put off paying several repair bills and extended paying his farm loans. He also put up his 150-year-old family farm as collateral to help shore up his loans. Farm lenders say Gibson isn't alone. Mark Barker helps oversee lending in Ohio and Kentucky for Farm Credit Mid-America.
Because we've got customers now who are coming in, and they're telling us, I'm struggling at this point. I'm challenged.
And United States Department of Agriculture data shows nationwide farm debt has rapidly increased to levels not seen since the 1980s farm crisis. Tom McConnell leads the Small Farm Center at West Virginia University's Extension Service and lived through the 1980s farm crisis. He says one solution for small Ohio Valley farmers may be to switch to crops that bring a higher value, like tomatoes or greens. But he says that can be difficult.
If you've been in a family that's milked cows or raised row crops for three generations, and then I suggest that they plant 3 acres of sweet corn and 5 acres of snap beans, there will be some resistance to that.
McConnell says tariffs and low prices will also accelerate the trend of farm consolidation. Bigger farms will get bigger. He says it might take a younger generation to redefine what the small farmer business model will look like. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm William Niemeyer.